You can be sure that sportscaster Jim McKay would have been watching the Belmont Stakes today. He had a lifelong love affair with horse racing. But Jim McKay passed away today at his country estate in Moncton, Maryland. His son said McKay died of natural causes. He was 86 years old. NPR's Kim Masters has this remembrance.
Jim McKay was born James McManus in 1921. He was working under that name in 1950 when he took a job hosting a sports show on WCBS in New York. A network executive wanted to call that show The Real McKay, so the host changed his name. In 1961, McKay made the switch to ABC, where he took on a new assignment.
Today's exciting show launches ABC's Wide World of Sports, a new and exciting global concept of sports.
McKay remained the voice of ABC's Wide World of Sports for 25 years. Over time, his introduction, which accompanied a montage of clips including a famously ill-fated ski jump, became a staple of American popular culture.
The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
McKay was known as an upbeat presence who at times was an unabashed booster for American athletes competing in the Olympic Games. He was accomplished at meeting his own goal of conveying the mood of the moment. That skill served him in a new way when Palestinian terrorists attacked during the 72 Games.
Good afternoon. I'm speaking to you live just outside the Olympic Village in Munich, West Germany. At this moment, 8 or 9 athletes of the Israeli team are being held prisoner.
McKay had not actually been selected to anchor the games that year, but ABC turned to him as the tragedy unfolded. He stayed in the anchor chair for 16 consecutive hours.
Our worst fears have been realized tonight. They have now said that there were 11 hostages. 2 were killed in their rooms yesterday morning. 9 were killed at the airport tonight. They're all gone.
McKay's work during the 72 Games won him one of 13 Emmys that he collected during his career. Though his duties at ABC diminished after he stopped hosting the Wide World of Sports in the late 1980s, Jim McKay did not fully retire, and until recently continued to participate in coverage of some major sporting events, including the Triple Crown races. Kim Masters, NPR News.